The White House, very, very unhappy with Congress. Very unhappy with the House Oversight Committee. Ooh, man, they are so angry. It is palpable. You can feel it. And what they are upset about is that the Republicans are going to do oversight. And of course, it's not oversight, it's extremists. The Republicans have placed extremists by putting certain people on the House Oversight Committee. And that just proves that they're not ready to lead. Okay. You've had Representative Ocasio-Cortez on the Oversight Committee, Ayanna Pressley on the Oversight Committee, and the anti-Semite Rashida Tlaib on the Oversight Committee. But somehow, the Republicans on the committee, Marjorie Taylor Greene, that's the problem. That's on you. No one cares if you're happy. This is, as I was discussing this a little bit earlier about Joy Reid, this is the story. The Republicans, for all that they are, you know, Republican Party is the party of stupid. And I've said this many times, I'm not going to stop because they still are. The Republican Party is notorious for snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory. But there are little moments where they are learning. And the first thing that they're learning is stop listening to the Democrats when they're not happy. It doesn't matter if they're happy. It is inconsequential. Their happiness. They hate you. They want to destroy you. They're never going to invite you to the party. Remember, everything they said about Liz Cheney and everything they said about Adam Kinzinger is meaningless. If those guys tried to run again as Republicans, Democrats would destroy them. Destroy them! And you say to me, well, Republicans wouldn't do the same? Well, if now we're agreeing that politics is a bit of blood sport, well, finally. So why would you ever think that, ooh, maybe I shouldn't say this because maybe that way they'll like me? They don't. They never like you. And if you argue well, the problem's gotten worse, okay, the problem's gotten worse. What do I do about it? Part of the answer is you got to fight like they do. As we've discussed in elections, you want to tell me that this is stolen and that's stolen, the other's stolen, great. Great. You keep saying that. You keep just spitting into the wind, or what is it, tilting at windmills or whatever nonsense it is. You sound like a loser. What are you going to do about it? Well, the first thing you do about it is you fight the way they fight. They have early voting. You have early voting. They do ballot harvesting. You do ballot harvesting. They do ballot curing. You do ballot curing. You fight like they do. If that is not your first step, I cannot tell you how unserious you are. I would tell you to your face. I would tell you in front of your mother. I would tell you in front of a cop and a judge. You're unserious. You're just somebody who likes to complain. First thing you do is you fight like they do. The second thing you do is you never stop fighting their fraud. You never stop fighting the results. You got to accept the fact that sometimes you're going to lose elections. But when 32,000 votes get found, you fight that stuff to no end. And you fight it 6 months before the election, not just in the days afterwards. Any judge who tells you you don't have standing, you keep fighting, you keep fighting, you keep fighting, you keep fighting, you keep fighting. Then when you get into those positions of power, you actually engage election laws that ensure fair elections, and you do everything in your power to remove any obstacle to voting. Now, if you say to me, does that mean early voting? No. It means ensuring that if you have early voting, you have it in all the places. But if you don't have early voting, you don't have early voting. No impediments. The people have a right to vote. But it's okay to have rules. I think if you take that in, if you take a moment, you'll understand where I'm at. When the Democrats say that the Oversight Committee is extreme, They're, of course, setting the table for the idea that anything they should be looking at, oh, that doesn't matter. Oh, this is just an attack. Who cares what they say? Oversight. Go do it. Go to it. Keep it coming. Keep going. Don't stop. Who cares if they say extreme? The only thing I'd like to see them do is push back on their cable news outlets. When someone like Ayanna Pressley is screaming about extreme Republicans, I think a Republican should interrupt her right there live and tell her she's being despicable and beneath contempt. And when Jamie Raskin or somebody else is there, I think one of the male members should interrupt him right there and tell him how despicable he is. He challenged an election result. He isn't special, he isn't smart, and he can go to hell. I mean, I want to shake him up in that way. Absolutely. Don't worry about them calling you an extremist. Don't. It's all they've got. All they've got is name calling, and the worst thing you can do is let it change who you are.